This is Beverly Sinclair, and I'm welcoming you to another special production from The New Today. Today, we have decided to highlight the plight of an ordinary working class man in Grenada and his fight with the Grenada National Lotteries Authority, the GNLA, to lay his hands on just over $500,000 that he won in a Super 6 game way back in 2017. Many persons on the island will know him as Stewman, but his real name is Jerome Derochet. On any working day in Grenada, Stewman can be seen plying his trade in the vicinity of a public bank in the city of St. George's, with his buckets all around him selling specially prepared fruits like mangoes and golden apples. The consultant with The New Today, George Worm, decided to interview Derochet following a high court ruling delivered by Justice Agnes Acty that went in his favor and against the lottery's authority. This ruling has now brought the integrity of the GNLA into question in the manner in which it tried over the years to deprive Stewman of his winnings in one of its games of chance known as the Super Six. We invite you to hear from Derochet himself the kind of struggles he was forced to go through with the lottery's authority after he purchased a ticket in November 2017, which had the right combination of numbers to become the sole winner of the jackpot prize of $540,000.
Just take us back as regards what really happened, because it seems so you had the right combination of numbers and you went to lottery, from what I gather. And they didn't want to honor...
Well, 2017, I did buy the numbers, the lottery number, in Greenville. Mm-hmm. I purchased it by Mr. Buckmeyer Pharmacy. Well, it is Parish Pharmacy, because I actually never checked the name until they tell me the name of the place. I tell him, I only know the man as Mr. Buckmeyer, because I used to go there and get preservative to preserve my stew. Mm-hmm. So I used to always buy my numbers. They buy in like Playway, Pick 3 and Pick 4. But I never used to buy Super 6 and Lottery. But at that time, that day, that number, God gave me that number to purchase. And I decided, I asked, okay, when he said 6 numbers, I get the 6 numbers. And he said Pick 6. So I decided to purchase that number there, right? I get the number by moving around Grenada. When I leave home in the morning, I leave early in the morning, actually to go around to look for mangoes. When I reach Ingwav, there were no mangoes in the area in Ingwav. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take a bus again from Guav, west of all, to Sotes and this area to see where there are any mangoes. When I jumped in the bus in Ingwav, it was 8:26 that morning. So I recall that number in my mind. And I didn't drop nowhere else more than I went straight to Sotheby's, and there were no mango in Sotheby's. And when I take a bus from Sotheby's to go to Grenville, it was 10:28. So I did stick that number in my mind, 10:28 in my mind. I keep it in mind. And when I leave, when I reach to Grenville, I decide I go in to check to get the preservative in the pharmacy, and I wanted was to buy Playway number, which is number 34. So I went in there and I buy number 34, which I think I paid $25 in it for the midday draw. And at the same time I buy the numbers there, recall to me, God placed it to me and said, the 26 and the 28, it is easy to adjust and remember together. And the 10 and the 8 on 10, it is easy to adjust. So I go in front of the machine and I said, give me 8, 10. And then I pull my phone and I said 11 and 19. That was the time also on the phone. So I buy 11 and 19 and 26 and 28. I buy it actually was for the Friday draw. And I look at television the Friday night. I know the number 34 called the midday. But I look at television Friday night, and that number, the Super 6, didn't call. I didn't see no draw call. So the next week, Tuesday, I went into the Blue Street Mall. I went to draw the money from the 34, from the number 34. I give them the ticket there because I already signed it at home. So I bring it to them. And I had the Super 6 number and Pick 3 and Pick 4 numbers with me. that was from the draw I did by the Friday. And I bring it in and I saw the numbers on the board. And I saw the winning number was the 8, 10, 11, 19, 26, and 28. And when I purchased the number, when I tell the lady on the desk, I said, look, I have these numbers. So I handed to her, I signed the ticket on the desk in Blue Street Mall and handed it to her. She did tell me inside the number did not call for Friday, it called Saturday. So she did make me feel now, it is like how you purchase the Super 6, the Pick 3, Play with and Pick 4 number. Because if you purchase it for the morning draw and it didn't call, and the number called for the evening draw, you still didn't win. Or if you call the next day, you don't win. So that's how she made me feel inside there. Like the Super 6 draw was only for the Friday and it didn't value for Saturday. Well, when she told me that the Tuesday, I didn't actually believe that to the fullest. But I wanted to see somebody else to find out if this Super 6 draw call any day as long as I have the ticket, if I didn't win. I leave there to go to see the manager on the garage in the main office. And I go there and they told me he was not in. I go there the Wednesday again, he was not in. I go there the Thursday, he wasn't in. The Friday I went there, they still say he wasn't in. The Saturday, I saw the manager in the Bocas that is going up to St. Paul's side. I did saw him there. They had a morning breakfast there. And I did saw him there like he served and helped himself. So I went there to him. And I asked him the question. I said, if you purchase a number for like Friday, and the number didn't call Friday, and the number called Saturday, did I still have the chance to win? He said, yes, because one of the country had a holiday. So I said, well, okay, thank you, but look at what happened to me. The lady make I throw my ticket because my ticket was in the garbage bag because I come see looking to see you and I didn't get to see you. But I had the ticket in the bag where I just put tissue and things to sell. So it was in one, and look, this morning I put that garbage outside for the garbage truck to go in. And I went out to look for fruits. And coming back now, and you can tell me that? I said, well, okay, you could go to the mall with me and you could clarify to the lady. He said, okay, he gonna see what he can do. This Saturday I saw him in the Bocas, but I know he's out of walking place. So I went in there the Monday morning, the next week, Monday, to him. And he then tell me, I have 3 months to wait. And I said, okay, I have 3 months to wait. So, but he gonna see what he can do for me within that time. I said, sir, you could come and go with me in the mall. Let the lady know that the ticket was the winning ticket. And you can bring it back up on the camera inside there. And you will see what went on in the mall. He said, but we don't have to do all of that. I told you have 3 months to wait. So you won't go to tell everyone, anybody, anything. I will see what I can do. I will send you back for a printout. I said, when will you send me back today? He said, no. Before the ending of the 3 months. I said, when to start coming to check you? He said, by middle January. That is after next year. I said, okay. I start checking him around the middle of January. And every time I reach on the coroner's to see him in the main office, he is not in. I check right down to the 29th and he was not in. Somewhere between the 28th or the 27th and he wasn't in. Now I come on the coroner's, I think it's a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning, and I stand up waiting. And I said, I will wait to see when he drive in. Because I know him in person. So I wait to see when he drive in. And every time I go, he not in, so I go wait to see if I see him in person. When I wait, just about a little after 8 or minutes to 9, I saw him drive in and park up. And the same time I cross the road. And he come out of the transport and walk up. He walk in, and I walk in behind him. I'm going up the stairs, he went upstairs. I went upstairs behind him also. And when I reach upstairs, he already go through the door. And the secretary again, right in the front of the desk, she asked me as she see me, will you come to see again the manager? I said, yes, he is not in. I said, don't tell me that, you know, I shout. I said, don't tell me that, because I could have hold his hand and bring him upstairs. The very said then the security order when I said so. And the security came in the door and asked me what is happening. I said, security, Every time I come to see the manager, this young lady telling me he's not in, and I walk, the security turned to him, to she, and said, well, he now come up with behind the manager. So why are you telling him that? Why you keep doing him that? The manager is in, why are you doing him that? And at the same time, she get up and go in, talk to the manager, and come back. When she come back, I said, and all the time you keep saying he's not there. I said, you see now? She said, he said, hold on. About 2 minutes or so, the phone rings, she answer. The manager said to come. She direct me to the door, bring me to the door, and direct me in. And I went in. The manager tell me now that there, that was the 30th of the month, go back, you know, to the place of purchase for the printout. I said, okay, sir. I leave. I asked him before I leave, I said, could I go tomorrow instead of today? Because I didn't talk selling, and I have customers who I have somebody have an order to pick up. So could I go tomorrow instead of going today? He said, yeah, no problem, just any time. But just make sure you bring back the printout. I said, okay. Well, I did come back in St. George's in front of the bank. I take up my buckets and I drop them inside by handouts. And I asked them to leave it there for me. I did catch her over the hills bus the same day and went to Grenville. When I went to Grenville and I reached in Grenville to see Mr. Buckmeyer, he said, speak to the man private, don't speak to him in front of people. So I tell Mr. Buckmeyer, I said, good morning, I need to see Mr. Buckmeyer. They said, oh, Lenny, he's coming. And when Mr. Buckmeyer come, I said, look, Mr. Buckmeyer, I come to see you. He turned to me and he said to me like this, he said, wait now, you mean to say you win all this money and you don't even bring back something, give us? Why you do us that? And I turned to him and I said to him, I said, well, they didn't want to give me, like, they don't want to give me the money, the lady in the mall tried to tell me I didn't win the ticket at that day, purchase was for the next day. So the manager sent me back now to you. So he needed me to speak to you in private. He said, okay. So he went, bring me in an office to speak. And I speak to him there. I said, the manager sent me to you to get a reprint for the tick from the ticket, the winning number. So Mr. Buckmeyer said, ask me what number did I buy the day. I said, well, you remember how you buy the numbers? I said, yes. I buy Playway, Pick 3, Pick 4, and Super 6 and Lato. That was my first time playing Super 6 and Lato. But I tell him, yes, I did buy the number. So he said, yes, because the girl say, she know the number you purchased. And she said, the one who was on the machine said, Stillman win the Super 6 number. She tell them that when she go back into work. She said, the man who just come and get the preservative, win the number, you know, he's the man, he win the number. So when she tell them that, they'll recall, yes, I did buy the number in June. Because she know the number I did purchase. She could have remember when I take out my phone, she did remember what number I did purchase, right? And then I talked to Mr. Buckmeyer, there is a workman came there to her, to him, and tell him he come to fix the machine. Mr. Buckmeyer did already take the machine, go to the back, take out something from it and come back and bring it back and replace it in something else, something like a battery. Bring it up to replace back in. So Mr. Buckmeyer tell him, you cannot move anything from here now because the manager send this man to me and nothing into the machine. So you can't move anything now. I have to do what the manager send this man to me for. Mr. Buckmeyer go on his phone, call the manager and ask him, did you send somebody to me here? Yes. Okay. After the Mr. Buckmeyer cut off, the workman who came there to do the work on the machine, take his phone out and call the manager. Call, and he make the call and he walk out. When Mr. Buckmeyer put on the system come on. And when the system come on and he tried to raise the back, whatever, they froze the system there and take down everything. They froze the system, take down everything, and Mr. Buckmeyer did call to him and call back the manager and tell the manager, how you can do that? You say you send this man to me, and all after everybody here already know this man is a rightful winner. And you send him to me for certain things, you froze and take down everything. Well, everybody don't know because the place full of people, and I did to mention to them, this is the man who win the $500,000. So it was like that. Then he tell me Mr. Buckmeyer, forget about me. Forget about me. The guy did come and take the thing after, shift it and go with it. And Mr. Buckmeyer let him sign to whatever worksheet there. And then Mr. Buckmeyer tell me, Latta would not want to pay me because look at what they're trying to do now. So I will have to take a lawyer to get my money. So he gave me the worksheet to go and photocopy and bring it back. I photocopy it and I take some copies, and he then tell me I'll have to get a lawyer. So I take the copy to the lawyer. And after taking the copy to the lawyer, then I had to give a statement. And the lawyer did ask, if these people will have purchased the number, will able to give a statement, then he could push forward a case. So, well, I didn't really know the people to the fullest by name. I know Mr. Buckmeyer by his name, Mr. Buckmeyer, but I don't know him by any other name. Even the girl who was cashing on the machine, I didn't know her by name. All I know, her features, I didn't know by her features. So I then tell him, well, I could go back there and find out if they will give a state, if they will tell him anything. And they said yes. And I did not contact them to do it. The lawyer contact Mr. Buckmeyer to find out. Mr. Buckmeyer said, well, the girl who was on the machine, he gonna get to her, and then she go to give the statement. So Mr. Buckmeyer gave the statement, and she gave a statement. And after the statement worked, go to, and the right Latta to pay me, the lawyer right Latta to pay me, Latta, the National Latta Authority, fired the young lady from working there. And after a time, they shift their machine system from Mr. Buckmeyer place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They really
so we went all to mediation, mm-hmm, towards to see if they would settle it there. They still didn't want to settle me in mediation. So I said, let my matter go to High Court. Mm-hmm. Right? So the lawyers asked me what I will do for me. He said, well, if he had to go to the High Court, let it go. So then he bring certain things to me and tell me what it gonna cost and what and the cost and everything. And I said, no problem. God is love. He's gonna help me to pay it.
And so they could take the cost out of the money.
And there's with the lawyer. Well, I end up having to pay a certain amount of money to the lawyer,
yeah,
up front, yeah, to start my case and get it to the distance away it is. Mm-hmm.
So tell me now how you feel after all this journey.
Well, actually, I still feel good, you know, but in a sense, as far as I understand from my lawyer, like they want to appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still outstanding because the money don't reach my hands as yet. So I am still outstanding, waiting for whatever works come true now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting.
Tell me, where you live?
Well, presently now I'm living at Redgate.
Oh,
but at the time of the number, I was living in the Bocas, going to St. Paul's.
Okay, I'm in the Bocas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was living in that area.
Yeah,
but right now I am staying in Redgate.
Somebody tell me you're originally from St. Vincent?
I'm upon Vincent by birth.
But you've been here a long time?
I grew up as Grenadian. I grew up in Pitimatnik from the age of four plus almost 5 years. I grew up there with my aunt as a baby.
As a baby.
I school and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing, diving, everything there. But I resigned in Grenada now, you can see.
A long time?
Well, 22 years now since I am 23 years going now since I'm really resigning in Grenada, right? But apart from that, I used to be in and out from a youth man growing up.
Okay,
always in and out.
Okay. What do you plan to do with that money once you get it in your hands?
Well, so I want to extend on my business,
mm-hmm,
a little more,
mm-hmm,
pushing it a little forward by purchasing more fruits, do more stews, upgrading my packages. Like, I did start label before, but I had to hold back because of the corona situation. I hold back on the labels because the sales are slow. I will be able actually to put it more better on the market by labeling it more and putting out more and look for market on the outside with the fruits. And the rest of the money I will try to see how I could get it around through credit union and
investment.
Invest from there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're going to see it on the news today,
huh? Thank you, Father. Doing that for
you. Yeah, you're going to see that in your today, trust me. Because I feel you should get your money.
This is Beverly Sinclair. I hope you took careful note of what Stewman was saying in his interview with regards to the many hurdles that were put in his way by the Lottery's authority to make good on the $540,000 EC dollars that he won 4 years ago in a Super 6 game. This issue involving the Stewman appeared in this weekend's e-paper of the New Today on the front page with the headline, Lotto refused to pay out $540,000 to Super 6 winner. One person who read the article made the following comment. Shame on NLA. This man does hustle so hard in town, and so are you trying to mess up the man from his winning. It's our hope that this Stewman episode does not fall on deaf ears, and that the line minister for GNLA engages the board of directors on bringing a swift end to this issue, now that it's in the public domain, and which is not looking good for the Lottery's authority and its reputation.